The following is an at-will presentation.
Today I live my life to the beat of my heart. I'm thinking about letting it out. I want to give in. I want to go out. I've been looking around and I finally found the rhythm of love, the feeling of sound. It's making a change. The feeling is strange. It's coming right back in my range. Not worried about anything else. I'm waking up to the beat, to the beat, to the beat of my heart. To the beat of my heart, we take the stage, face to face with an iconic babe, regurgitating Hilary Duff lyrics proudly, hearing them differently for a change, and taking a second to realize who she is, what she's done, and the impact that she's made. We all grew up with her on television screens. I mean, she is the fucking 2000s. Shaped them even. Butterfly clips and neon colors and hair perfectly crimped. A vulnerability on camera unlike anything her age we've seen in Old Soul, maybe 1936. So yesterday. And so today. Ah. Hold on. She is classic, reeking of celebrity from another era, old Hollywood, a classy lady, the one Disney kid that all others should emulate. All eyes on her always, and as of late, the pageant girl from Texas with written in the stars fate, Susan and Robert's daughter, Haley's sister, Luca's mom, an incredible mom, so much more than a recognizable face, a heart so alive it takes my breath away like a piece of greasy pepperoni. Hey, girl, hey! Hey now. Let's conversate. Okay, but wait. If for any reason you believe that this girl has a picture-perfect plan, bitch, she got you fooled, because she's not actually not that different from me and you. You see, as celebrities, more importantly, as human beings, we only do the best we can. And sometimes we make it. And sometimes we fake it. And my God, do we get one step closer each and every day. And believe me, from the bottom of my heart, we can all figure it out our own way. Now let's go chase a motherfucking sun.
I loved that.
I love you. This is a conversation with a girl I love named Hilary Duff. Hi.
Nico.
What are you holding in your hands there?
This lovely healing crystal.
Yeah, it's a crystal calcite ball that I've kind of been passing around, and I figured what
better pass it around to me.
What better place would it be right here with you for this? It's supposed to
This feels really good in my
open head. Up your energies.
I feel pretty good at it.
You feel pretty open?
Yeah.
Do you remember when I asked you to do this thing?
Yeah, we were at the rap party.
Yeah. Literally at the rap party, I kind of got an idea that I may do this, and I was like, hey, Hillary, you want to do this with me? And you were like,
yeah.
Just
super casual like we are.
Were you nervous about it at all?
A little bit. You know, you can be a little eccentric sometimes.
No. I don't know what
I was like, what are you going to do to me when I go? What are we going to talk about? What's it going to be about? Well,
have you listened to any episodes?
I have not.
So you really have no idea what you're getting yourself into.
Mm-mm.
But you know you're safe and comfortable here.
Yeah. You know I'm going to binge that shit tonight.
Yeah, totally. So who are you? What do you do? What's your name?
But you know what? I just feel like we were having a conversation. You told me what our conversation was going to be about, that it was going to be about love, and instead of, like, doing tons.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Just kidding. We don't really care. I didn't want to, like, get nervous about it or have any, like, preconceived shit. So.
Well, good. So what do you do? Like, who are you?
I'm an actress. No, I'm a mom.
You're a mom.
First of all, I'm a human. I'm a lady. I'm a person just trying to figure it out every day, I guess. That's totally. The best. I think the first thing that goes in the category is like mom, obviously. If there's any moms out there, I think you all feel the same way. That's like the first on the list.
Well, let's start from there. I mean, what does being a mom mean to you?
Oh my gosh. That's a big question because it's funny, owning a small human is a huge responsibility.
It's like yours.
I mean, it's like mine. Yeah. And you see yourself in the kid every day, its strengths and its weaknesses. And you watch it grow every single day. Something happens that's new. And it's just such a big responsibility, you know? You're like, if I don't tackle that one topic, that's like means for like letting your child down or like not giving 100%, you know? So like it's a all-encompassing thing. Like I don't want to say job because it's like the best thing that's ever happened to me. But you know, when you're just a single human, you're like, oh, if I don't do that, okay, fine. But like with your kid, you have to be so on top of it.
You got to worry about it too.
You have to worry about it, yeah.
All right, let's take us back for a second. The first time you figured out you were pregnant.
Oh, I knew I was pregnant right away.
Yeah.
And my son's dad was like, no, you think that every single, you think that 12 times a year. And I was like, I'm late.
But I am.
And he was like, no, you're not. Blah, blah. I was like, I'm so tired. I just want to sleep all the time. And we were in Italy and all I wanted to do was sleep. And he was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, I'm pregnant. He was like, no. And then I got home and I was pregnant. And then I was like,
did that happen? Buy a test at Walgreens?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Fully. And you peed on a stick.
That's what you do.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. You pee on the stick. You wait to see the result.
The result.
Like, sweaty a little bit. It was awesome. We were so excited. We were like, you know, planning it and everything. So.
Do you know how many times you've peed on a stick in your life?
I don't want to admit that. I don't want to admit that.
All right, copy,
quite
copy,
a few. Girls are crazy. By the way, aren't we crazy? We have good reason to be crazy, but we're crazy.
No, we're crazy too, though.
Y'all can't match this
no?
crazy. But you guys need us and you like it.
Yeah. Well, some of us do. All right. Let's jump ship. Let's go back to the beginning of it all. Do you remember the first time that you were in love?
Yeah, I remember the first time I was, like, actually in love, and I was like, I get it. Like, I fully get it. And I remember the first time I was, like, little kid in love, you know? But, like, the real love was, like, 16.
16?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was so all-encompassing. It was so intense, and it was my life. It was, like, every minute of my day. It was pretty major.
Were you in a relationship at that point?
Yeah.
How long did it last?
I think it lasted about 2.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My whole life, for like a big chunk of my like 18 to like 25 is very blurry.
Me too, actually.
But not because maybe the same reasons.
Yeah, totally different reasons here. But mine's really blurry.
Mine was definitely blurry for different reasons.
Yeah, I mean, what's so interesting about you, and as I was thinking about doing this podcast and having this conversation with you, and I mean, your love life has just been so much in the public eye forever. Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like we all remember when you had your first boyfriend and everything. Like, how does that feel? Like, I know that you may not know any other way, but what does that mean to you?
You're right about not knowing any other way. All of my relationships have been in the public eye. And, I mean, whether people care or not, that's a different story. But enough people seem to have cared that, like, it's talked about, you know, and it I don't know any other way. Until now, which is, like, you know, obviously I'm divorced, and it's never seemed harder to, like, kind of have a life outside of you know, my relationship. Like, it just seems scarier than ever because of how much attention celebrities get because of their personal life now.
Totally.
You know, and how much focus is on that, and how much one person can say one thing and how much impact it can have. It's crazy, yeah. You know?
I mean, I think I can speak for all of us when I say that you are handling it with so much grace.
You're so sweet. Thank
it's you. True, though. Like, seriously, am I right about that?
It's weird to think about every move that you make, you know, like even talking, you're like, hey, so when we do this, what's it going to be like? Or like, what do you not want to talk about? I'm like, I'll talk about anything.
Yeah.
It's just like, before I open my mouth, I'm like, do I want to say that? Right. Everyone is going to like find one thing and make it sound totally different than how I was
and,
saying.
Yeah, take one piece out of the conversation, yeah. and then that's the headline tomorrow. Yeah. And Hillary Duff says this. Like, that's like, that's scary. It sucks. I mean, I've just been starting to get, like, tastes of it now.
Yeah.
And, it can change everything.
But you also try not to care so much. You know, like, in the big grand scheme of everything, what does it really mean?
Well, okay, yeah, so here's a question. So when did you stop looking at what people were saying?
I still look. I just don't obsess over it because I have more important ways to, like, spend my energy. Right. But I guess I think I feel really lucky. I made a choice when I was about 19 to stop music and to stop acting. And I, like, finished my tour, and I took, like, 2 years where I didn't do anything. And I didn't mean for it to last that long, but I just wasn't, like, fulfilled in any way. Like, I was just going on stage at night, and I was like, I don't even know what town I'm in. Like, let me check what the guy wrote down on my tape so I know I'm in whatever city, you know? Like, it just became so repetitive, and I was like, why am I working like this? Like, I'm supporting all these people. Like, it was just crazy. And so taking that break, I think, really helped me, like, step back from the whole, like, Hillary Duff kind of thing.
Right, and prioritize, you know? Yeah.
And prioritize. And so be like, well, that's Duff.
How long was that break?
Like, 2 years.
1921? 1921.
I was like, what? 1921? 19 to 21. Yeah. And then maybe it lasted a little bit longer because I got married. And
yeah. And how old were you when you got married?
Had a baby. I was 22.
22?
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like...
So young.
So young and wild.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in a generation where people just aren't getting married at 22 anymore.
Well, you and I have had this conversation before where you're like, you're so traditional. And I'm like, I'm not
I did not say you're so traditional.
I'm not.
But I think that you, look.
I am. When you break it down, I am.
I'm pretty traditional, too, when you break it down. I know there's a lot of people that would disagree with that, but I would like to think that I'm actually pretty traditional, too.
Yeah.
And I admire those traditional qualities that I see in you. But, yeah, I mean...
I think that I don't have, like, the judgment of, like, tradition. You know what I mean? Like, if someone chooses to not live, like, a traditional lifestyle, obviously I don't care whatsoever. But some of my choices are more, like, I got married, I had the baby, you know, like... That was very traditional, and I do think that there's, like, a sweetness to all of that. It's not necessarily realistic all the time.
Yeah. Were you one of those little girls that just, like, wanted to get married forever?
No, I wasn't.
No?
But when we were, you know, deciding to get married, like, I was totally down, and I felt totally ready. And I had already been working as an adult since I was 12 years old. So 22 doesn't seem that crazy to get married.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, you grew up 5 times as fast in the industry.
Yeah, but yeah. I never, like, pictured my wedding dress and...
Did you ever get married on camera? Like, did you ever have a wedding scene before your real wedding? Have you ever had a wedding scene at all?
I did this movie with Chris D'Elia. I don't even know if it's out yet. And we didn't do a wedding scene, but it was, like, our wedding party, and I had to wear, like, a dress and everything.
Right. Have you ever been, like, swayed by management regarding relationships?
No.
No, never?
No. And what do you mean by that?
I don't know. I mean, you're just an extremely public person. I mean, when I think Hillary Duff, right, even before I met you, you're a celebrity. And, like, even when we're shooting on the streets of New York, you walking out of the trailer, it's like a situation, right? It is, though. I mean, it's true. I mean, I feel like I know, like, a handful of people that that's the case. But Hillary Duff, you are a celebrity, right? I don't know where the fuck I'm going with this. I forgot where I was going with this. But I feel like in being a celebrity, right, you hear these stories of, like, you know, relationships, set up relationships. Maybe people want you to break up, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. And I just, have you ever been swayed one way or another to...
No, and I think if someone in my management or my... team came to me and was like, listen, you need to go date that guy, I'd be like, you need to get out. Like, what? That is not relationship should be based on love and chemistry and how you feel when you're around someone that, you know, makes your heart skip. Like, it shouldn't be. That's crazy. I would never do something like that. But I have dealt with, like, management being like, well, let's keep that under wraps for now. we don't want people talking about that, or we don't know, like, he's too old for her or something like that. You know, that's been a few issues.
Okay.
But, you know, it's been like protecting me, kind of, not like, hey, get out there and get with that guy.
Right.
That'd be so weird.
Let's talk about...
And by the way, if it was that simple, how awesome. I would just, like, write a list, be like, this guy, this guy, this guy.
I mean, I feel like it sometimes is that
Nico,
simple.
Nico, Nico.
Nico, Nico, Nico. I don't know how we got there, but... let's talk about getting married for a little bit. You're 22 years old. You decided to get married. How long were you guys dating before you decided to get married?
I think 3 or 4 years.
Oh, wow. That's a good amount of time.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Sorry. 3 years. I met him when I was 19.
And you got married at 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More towards 23, but I wasn't quite 23 yet.
Is... marriage like a really sacred thing in your family? Because for me personally, there's not one person in my family that hasn't been divorced at least once. So like when I think about marriage, I get really nervous about it.
My parents are divorced.
Okay.
And my dad is recently remarried at 71.
Congratulations, Bobs.
Get it, Dad. very happily, by the way, which is awesome for him. I'm so excited for both of them. But it's not a sacred thing. I mean, I wasn't like shamed because I got a divorce. It was a big step to take, and it was a lot of like considering, obviously, a little human. But I don't know. Lots of people in my family are still married, and actually, I don't know if anyone's divorced.
Really?
But me. It is a sacred thing, obviously. I mean, it's something to be taken very seriously. And I was so happy to be married. And I think that I was in a very successful marriage for a long time. You know, I never want to have any negative, I mean, that's hard to say, no negative feelings. But, you know, we got together based on love and we separated in a very loving way. So, you know, I can't imagine going through that process with anyone but him. And he continues to be my very good friend. And that's honestly speaking from my heart, you know?
Yeah.
So you I think we handled it very consciously and with a lot of love. But marriage is sacred, and, you know, and marriage is not for everyone. Marriage is work. Marriage is really hard. And everyone's like, well, are you going to get married again? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. I mean, do you think you would want to get married again?
I don't feel the need to get married again. I felt like it was kind of, as much as I was ready and excited, you're like, oh, next step, we get married. You know, like that is kind of the traditional person that I'm talking about that's inside of me or however I was raised, you know? Mm-hmm. But I have a giant ball sitting on my lap. I'm going to pass this to
pass
you.
Pass it to me.
Just one. And it's freezing in
it
here.
It is really cold in here.
But I don't feel the need. I feel like I got to have the experience and it was awesome.
Right.
I guess if it mattered to someone else that much, I would consider it.
What's your take on monogamy?
There we go with the tradition again. Yeah. I'm kind of traditional.
Yeah, totally.
But I get it. I get that it's hard to be with one person. Like, you get really comfortable, you know, and other people see me. I don't know. What's your take on monogamy?
Oh, well, that's a fucking mouthful.
It's weird, because I just... A mouthful.
Quote that. I don't know. It changes. I mean, I go back and forth in my head. Sometimes I'm, like, really down for it, and then other times, I don't know. I see both ways. I'm kind of, like, in a...
I think I'm too much of a jealous person to deal with, like, not... I'm going to backtrack. I'm like, I'm this, I'm that. I am not a jealous person, like, by nature, but I don't think I want my man, like, sleeping with someone else.
Right.
And I understand, like, boredom or, like, not connecting after however many years of marriage or a relationship, you know? But that's where, like, the work comes in. And I feel like I'd have a really hard time with that.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. If you started dating a new guy, completely hypothetical,
okay?
This is not a real... situation. You start dating a new guy and he's like, hey, I've been with dudes before.
Yes. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. I knew this was coming for me, Nico.
I didn't think it was. It just set itself up perfectly right here. Do you think you would have an issue with it? And it's totally okay if you do have an issue with it. For the record, I like it's fine.
I actually just don't know how to answer your question. I wouldn't be okay with him being with guys when I was with him.
Yeah.
I have 0% judgment on sexuality. Like, I love that we're getting to this place in this world where people are fighting to be heard and accepted, and it seems like it's happening at a snail's pace, and it would be, but it does seem like there's so much light shined on it now,
so
which
much.
Is exciting,
yeah,
right?
It's not black and white anymore.
So I don't want this to be, like, taken the wrong way, but I don't know if, I don't know. I think it depends on the person.
Yeah, totally.
You know, and my feelings towards the person, like, to accept that kind of thing. I'd be like, I'm not gay. I'm straight, and I'm fully straight. Like, I don't have any feelings towards women except for that they're beautiful.
So you would define yourself as a heterosexual female?
Sure. Sure. But, you know, I don't know. Like, put me in the position, and then I might change.
Put her in the position. We're good. The crystal ball saved me.
I was so trying to get you over.
That position got me really excited.
Trying to push you over.
That was good. It's good.
I think it would depend on like the person, you know, and what it.
Yeah, I mean, that
how
makes,
it made me feel when he told me.
That's why it was a hypothetical situation. I get it.
That stressed me out.
I totally get it. But like, you, I mean, I feel like you're kind of like a gay icon a little bit. True or false?
I don't know.
I feel like you have a massive gay following.
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah.
And I'm so lucky for that. I love them.
I mean, I remember when we first started shooting Younger.
Yeah.
The TV show that we're on together.
What? Yeah.
And it was your birthday. And you had a birthday party in New York, and Milk, the drag queen, Milk,
yeah,
hosted your birthday party.
Yeah.
And I was, like, so fucking excited that she was hosting your party. And I was like, oh, my God, Milk hosted your birthday party. And you were like, who? And I was like, what? But I don't know where I was going with this. I just want to talk about Milk for a second.
Because Milk's the best.
Yeah, Milk
that
has
was
an episode
coolest,
on this
That
show.
Was so awesome. I think that I had never, one time before in London, I had like been to like a gay nightclub. And it was like the most fun I had in my life. I got to perform. And so I think doing that in New York with Milk and seeing all of that, it's such a production.
Totally.
Like what they do is fucking amazing.
I mean, that whole transformation for the sake of the performance is on another level.
How about just for the sake of the night, just going out for the night?
Like, and it's, I mean, it can be up to 7 nights a week, you know?
It's
a commitment.
Yeah, such a commitment.
You saw a video of me in full drag singing Chasing the Sun.
I know.
At one point.
It's the best thing
Nobody
ever.
Else has seen it. But it exists.
The best thing ever.
I just sent it to you randomly, like, hey, look what I'm doing on a Tuesday night.
By the way, he was beautiful. He's beautiful now, but he was, like, top notch.
I love it. Speaking of Younger.
I love how intrigued you are.
Go on.
I just mean, like, you will go in full drag, and, like, you love it.
Yeah, I'm really into the spectrum and like the ability to play back and forth on it. If that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Go deeper.
The one-liners tomorrow. Hillary Duff tells Nico Tortorella to go deeper. No, I mean I like being like really dudely sometimes. I think that I have like a really good balance between my masculine and feminine, and I like going back and forth. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm into one, sometimes I'm into the other. I'm just going to stop there. But speaking of Younger,
You're like a true millennial.
Am I?
When I think so. That's like very current.
But this isn't. Yes, it is. But this isn't like a new thing. I mean, this has been going on.
No,
since
but
it's the
to be outspoken about it is new. You know, or to like I said before, the light is shining. You know, on LGBTQ.
ABCD.
I mean, so big, you know, and it's so wonderful, you know. Everyone should feel like they have a place, and everyone should feel free to be who they are.
Yeah,
and be
nobody
proud.
Fucking cares anymore. Really, is
nobody
like
cares.
What it should.
But then the second that we say like nobody cares, lots of people care, and lots of people are mean, and lots of people are keyboard gangsters, and they'll fuck your shit up.
Oh, keyboard
behind
gangsters.
Their computer screen. You know, and be awful. So,
well, let me ask you a question. Do you think that the way that I conduct myself and the conversations that I'm having are going to negatively affect my career in any way, shape, or form?
I hope not, because I love what you do. You're so candid. You're so awesome. He's also the biggest gentleman you've ever met. Ever. Like, we'll be filming. We'll be all be, like, sitting around and taking like a lunch break or something, and he'll be like the first one to clear everybody's plates or like give you his chair if there's nowhere to sit and we're like in high heels. Like you're such a man.
That's mom.
That's all your mom.
I mean, she taught me how to do that.
No, I think that you're doing something that's very like futuristic and reachable and relatable, you know, and that's what people want, is like authenticity, and you are like 100% authentically yourself. I feel that way.
Hey, that's a wrap, guys. Thank you so much. What is going on with Kelsey right now? Can we talk about Kelsey for a little bit on Younger?
Sure.
It's your character's name. So if you were Kelsey, which you are, and your fiance like really died like that.
Are you being serious? I can't even take you seriously right now with your socks.
With these old things.
Keith ain't feeling your socks. I just saw that look.
Hi, Keith.
But you look so much warmer than me.
I'm freezing.
I'm
over
freezing.
Here. No, but seriously, Kelsey, for a second. Like, your fiance dies like that, and you just, like, bounce back into the game.
I don't write the show.
I
just do my duty.
Yeah,
just show up.
Yeah, no. I'm not asking about the writing, but, like, just put yourself in those shoes for a second. Like, even just to play that character, and that's a bigger question that I want to talk about. But, like, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know where you haven't asked me a question yet. You're just talking.
Do you think there's hope for Kelsey?
Hope in love?
In love. Yeah.
Sure. I think there's hope for everyone in love. In that, I think there's hope for everyone looking for love. There we go. There's someone for everyone. There's lots of people for everyone, I believe. And Kelsey is just, I don't know how deep she's running right now with these dudes. Like, I think she's still kind of on her list of, like, does he have a good job? Is he tall? Does he come from a nice family? Like, I feel like she's not really getting deep, you know?
Yeah.
But that's okay, because she's also, like, in her work and in her, you know, she might be one of those girls that has, like, made the list.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that? I don't have a list.
You don't?
No, and my list got, like, totally turned upside down and, like, shaken out of the bag.
Every day.
And I was like, okay, there's no more list.
Really? There's no more list at all?
I mean, sure, I have, like, dreams and aspirations, but I never really have been one of those people that, like, has set dates and, like, I'm this age, this, and this needs to happen, you know, because that's just not really realistic. And do you have that?
It depends on that.
But I already have I have a kid, and I have, you know, my life is very full, so I feel blessed and lucky, but I'm not, like, there's still things I want to do and experiences I want to have and maybe more kids, you know, but it's not like needs to happen at this time and I need to be married and all those pressures need to go away.
Right. Do you think that you want to spend this idea of spending the rest of your life with one person?
That's too scary to think about.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
That's
I
totally too much.
Agree. Yeah.
And, you know, one thing I learned from maybe kind of watching my parents divorce and a lot
How old were you when that happened?
I was 18, so 18. I was already an adult. Yeah.
Wow.
Ish. Adult-ish.
They were in Texas when the whole thing was happening?
No, so we already, my mom and my sister and I lived in L.A., and my dad lives in Texas.
Okay.
So that's already pretty difficult for a relationship.
Right, for sure.
I don't really, wait, well, what were we just talking about?
Going deeper, different positions.
Oh, I was thinking about like relationships and, that they should be maybe like considered success instead of like divorce having such a bad connotation or like a breakup being such a bad thing. Like
right.
All your relationships in your life can be a success if you make it that way, even if they don't last forever.
Totally.
You know,
I was just reading something the other day about this new marriage lease idea.
I can't even. That's how you are new agey and I am not new
agey. No, but hold on.
A lease?
Wait, hold on. Hear me out.
What are we, it's like an apartment?
Yeah, hold on. Hear me out. Because
non-committal?
It kind of makes perfect sense.
Nico.
So you get married and you have an option of like how long this marriage license
is going
to last.
Like you can terminate?
Well, no.
Isn't that just an annulment?
So you sign a 5-year marriage license lease, and then at 5 years, you have the option to renew it. You can renew it for another 5, 10, forever, or you can terminate it.
Just don't do it at that point.
Hold on. Just in terms, because like marriage in itself is in a lot of ways.
What state is this happening in?
Everywhere. You can do it everywhere right now, I think.
It's a thing. I'm going to Google. Oh, where's my phone? Not a phone. Let's ask Siri. Can you lease a marriage?
That bitch is turned off. I'm like,
and what's the thing? Can you like lease it to other people, like you do with your apartment? Like you're like, I'm gonna go to town for a little bit. You take over my lease.
No, but think like if you're a few years in and you are like, I don't know if this is working exactly the way that it should, and you know that.
By the way, isn't that what everyone kind of says a few years in?
Totally.
I don't know if this is working okay.
A few weeks in. I mean.
True confessions.
True confessions.
Just don't do it at that point, you know? But I also think there's a thing to like marriages in LA and New York compared to marriages in other parts of the country that like seem a lot more complicated, you know? Which is weird, but it's just true.
Wait, why do you say that though?
I think that marriage is like divorce rate is like over 50% now.
Everywhere. Wow.
I think. We could ask Siri.
We should just have her live on stage with us.
That'd be cool.
What do you think Siri looks like?
I don't think she has a face.
Oh, you think she's just like robot, like one color, like the Facebook picture situation?
I don't know what the Facebook picture looks like.
Just like, you know, just like an outline of a person.
Maybe.
Because I think Siri's hot.
Her voice does it for you? She's like, Nico, I am your best friend.
Have you seen the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix?
I saw parts of it on an airplane.
When he has just the full-blown relationship with the person in his
phone. Scarlett Johansson's voice. I might want to have a relationship with her voice.
Yeah, I mean, I could in a second.
That's weird, actually. I take it back.
But you couldn't have a relationship with Scarlett Johansson's voice?
But she has a very nice voice. No.
Do you want to have another kid?
Yes.
Yeah?
I have to be a mom. Like, yeah. I love being a mom. I love my little schmuck. He's the cutest thing ever.
How old is he now?
4.5.
4.5. So he, like full conversations with you. Like, let me ask you a question. Does he ever have any type of conversation with you about what love means? Has he ever been like, Mom, what is love?
No.
No.
Not yet. Mm-mm. Kids at 4.5 are just now, or my child at 4.5 is just now starting to feel compassion. Mm. Like, I hurt that person's feelings by saying that. And then usually he'll cry or something. You know, like it could be something really small or big, but like they're up until about where he is now, they're very selfish. Like other people aren't really it's all about them.
Right.
And what's happening in their world, in their mind. And
I don't know anything about that.
But no, he hasn't asked me about love, but he, you know, he's really sweet. We'll be in the house and I'll be like cooking and he'll be like in the other room. And he's like, Mom? I'm like, yeah. He's like, love you, Mom.
Like,
you kill me, crush me. And like, you know what he does that I do, that I did when I was a kid? He moves the snails off the sidewalk because he doesn't want anyone to crush him. And I remember when we moved to Oakwood Apartments from LA, I mean, from Texas to LA, we had like this, Oakwood Apartments, like where all the actor kids go to get eaten alive.
Like during pilot season, there'll be like a million kids staying at the Oakwood Apartments.
So I would like be out and my sister would be like on the computer doing something cool. And my mom would be like cooking dinner and she'd be like, where's your sister? My sister would be like, she's out moving the snails up the sidewalk again. Like, what a nerd.
Hillary Duff in, like, one sentence. I love that. Moving snails so they don't die.
And then the other day, we were running late for school, and I was trying to get Luke in the car, and he was like, wait! And there was, like, three snails behind my car, and he had to save them all.
Do you love yourself, Hillary Duff?
Do I love myself?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's a good question. I think I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. I do.
What does it mean to you?
I think I have a lot of things in my life that offer me love, so I don't feel like I have a lot of time to focus on like the love that I have for myself. I feel more grateful for things that I have in my life, you know, that create love around me. Instead of like, I just love that about myself. Like, I'm really not that person. Mm-hmm. But I do think that I respect myself. Yeah. And I do think that I'm content for the most part with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I know that I'm a good person. And that like, creates a good feeling, which might be love, you know, for myself. Did that make sense? Was that weird?
No. That was great. I mean, as a woman in 2016, it doesn't matter what year, but just as a woman and self-love and body image and, you know, doing the right thing all of the time, what does that mean to you today?
Nobody can do the right thing all the time.
Right.
Nobody makes, like, good choices all the time. And nobody loves themselves all the time. Like, yeah. You know, there's plenty of times where I'm getting dressed in the morning and I'm like, got that light on above me. And I'm like, oh, shit, again? Why? Mm. Why'd I look? Sometimes it's not as good as it used to be, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff is really real for women. And it sucks because we are so powerful and we do so much. The amount of shit I cram into one day is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people do a lot more and have it harder and, you know, struggles are heavy, you know, but we managed, women are capable of so much. And it's terrible how hard we are on ourselves, you know?
I think you do a really fucking awesome job.
You're so sweet. Thank you. I try to just be nice, you know, like I just want to be a nice person and be happy. And I think that getting older and, you know, it's weird coming from like having such a big career as a child to like transitioning into like being actually my own person. It feels really good. And I just don't care as much about showing up at everything or taking every job that's offered to me. And, you know, if it doesn't make sense for my life or my kid or where I'm going to be happy, like I don't want to do it. You know, everyone's always like, music, when are you going to do music? And like, I love music, but I don't want to go tour because I don't want to not be around my kid for months at a time, you know? And like, it just feels nice to make adult decisions on my own now and not feel the pressure of being like, I have to do that or no one's going to care about me. I'm not going to be relevant, you know? Like, I feel like I'm at a place where life matters and like every day I enjoy instead of like, a project that's like making, you know, so much sense for me to do that's going to like make an impact. You know, I'm just not making those kinds of choices anymore.
Yeah, totally. That makes sense. Well, we only have a few minutes left here. So do you have any questions? Do you want to open it up a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ooh, I didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah. Anything you want.
How do you feel about love?
I mean, I think it's the most important thing in the whole world. I think.
You do?
Yeah.
And self-love or
outsider
love?
Well, I think it all starts with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then has the ability to go outward. If you don't respect and love yourself, like, you're not going to respect and love anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, RuPaul. If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love someone else? Can I get an amen? Thank you. But
do you
true.
Just like it's easier for me to say I respect myself than like I love myself. But I do, but I don't, you know?
Yeah, because for some reason, like, the idea of loving yourself has this, like, negative connotation around it. It seems narcissistic and, yeah. You know.
Oh, I have a good question for you.
Shoot.
How many times a week are you, like, confused or do you question your...
My sexuality?
If you want to go there, sure.
No, what are you saying?
No. Like, do you question, like, what you're doing and if you're doing enough and if you're making the right choices in relationships in your life and business in your life? And because you're still in your 20s, right? You're younger than me.
Yeah, I'm 28. We're the same age, right?
No, you're 29. I'm older than you.
Oh, yeah, you're 29.
Sucks.
No, I mean, I think it's a constant battle in my head.
Yeah.
I mean, I...
Why? Why is it such a battle? Why can't we just... Like, we're doing pretty good, both of us.
Yeah, yeah, but... I'm not saying it's a bad battle at all. I love the sport of figuring things
You're
out
weird.
In my head and, like, what's the best way I'm going to do this? And if it's not the best way, is it still going to make sense? Like, I get off on all of that shit.
See, it just stresses me. That stresses me out.
Yeah, I mean,
I like
I understand.
Calm,
but you've also
quiet,
been doing it, like, forever, I feel like. All right.
I've been in it for a minute.
One more question. If I was Luca... And I came up to you right now and I said, Mommy, what is love? What would your answer be?
Oh, that's really sweet. I guess I would say love is that feeling that makes you feel complete, that you get when you're around your family, that you get when you're around your friends, and it's a feeling of... acceptance, you know, that you're accepted for who you are completely, and it's that beat you get in your heart, in your chest.
To the beat of my heart. Love you.
Hillary, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart so, 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 so much. I mean, who doesn't love Hillary Duff? Thanks for listening, guys. See you next Tuesday.
Peace. Nico.